So while this fuss about electron volts and the photons and things like that, well, it was about in 1887 when a guy called Hertz found that if you had two electrodes and you shone ultraviolet light on them, they tended to spark a bit more often than if you didn't. And they couldn't really explain that. And it wasn't really until 1905 that there was a satisfactory explanation to what was happening. And this is where Einstein, who did a few things in later life, he basically won the Nobel Prize for this. And it was all due to his work on explaining the photoelectric effect and how we can basically cause electrons to be emitted by photons which are landing on them. What I have here is a device called a gold leaf electroscope, and you might have seen some of these in your labs at school. At the bottom we have a very small piece of gold leaf, and if I charge up this by touching a charged polythene rod on top of it, what we have is the actual metal parts. There's an insulator here, and the metal parts underneath it are all equally charged with the same charge. And that means the gold is being repelled from the piece of metal at the bottom. If I touch the top, we can then discharge it and it falls back down to that rest position. And this is one of the devices that can be used to show the photoelectric effect. So here we have my diagram of a gold leaf electroscope. And what we might have on the top is a zinc plate. So this is just a piece of zinc that we have attached to this kind of the fairly rigid part of the electroscope and the leaf of gold over here. And this is all contained within the box to kind of stop any other effects. And effectively what we can do is we can charge it up to maybe give it a negative charge. And if we have a negative charge, it means we have electrons all over it. And these tend to repel away from each other, so they spread themselves fairly uniformly away. And we can start to have an indication of the size of the charge left on this electroscope by the angle of the gold leaf. It's a bit like when you have a Van de Graaff and your hair sticks up on end, cool, the hair's repelling from the other hair. The same thing happens with the electroscope. And what they found is if you put a load of red photons, so you shone a load of red light at the zinc plate, nothing happened. You know, you're just shining a load of red light at something. However, even if the radiation was very, very intense, you know, there was lots and lots of bright light, really very bright, nothing would happen. And they then found that if you just shone a small amount of ultraviolet, so here we have some of our ultraviolet photons sort of coming in, the purpley coloured ones, even at very low intensities, these things here would somehow cause the electroscope to become discharged. And somehow these would cause the electrons to be emitted. And the more electrons were emitted, the less charge was left, and then the lower the gold leaf would be. And this thing here was one brilliant example of the photoelectric effect. Certain photons would cause electrons to be emitted. However, they couldn't explain it. Why is it, if you've got the wave model of light, why is it a couple of wavelengths of light or a few bits of light come in and they cause this effect to happen? Whereas, you know, by theory, if you've got lots and lots of light on it, all the wavelengths should combine together and in total give enough energy to get rid of these electrons. So the wave model could not explain how this happened. And it had to be something to do with the particulate nature of light, which is where Einstein came in. So here we have the model of the electron that we're used to. We have the kind of dense core surrounded by the various orbiting electrons in their shells. And what Einstein did was to really think about the electrons in those shells. In essence, this is what Einstein came up with. He had the idea that each of the atoms in its various shells with the electrons in, certain electrons are trapped within effectively an energy well. And in order to escape and actually be freed from that atom, this electron would have to absorb some energy. And if you had perhaps a red photon coming in, so a fairly low energy photon, it didn't have enough energy for this electron to absorb and then get away from the atom. And if this photon can't be absorbed, then it won't be absorbed at all. And that means it just maybe just goes straight through past it. And if you have particularly highly energetic photons, it's actually harder to do than I thought it would be. If you have highly energetic photons, perhaps the ultraviolet, these ultraviolet photons are absorbed by the electrons. They move out from the energy well. They overcome that the difference there. And then you might have some energy left after this has been absorbed to then escape. And what we have is that the energy of the photon that's coming in is absorbed by the electron. It gets out of the atom, and any energy left over is then converted into the kinetic energy of this electron. And because this electron has absorbed a photon and is now moving away, this is called a photoelectron. Of course, there's more than one kind of metal, and different materials might have a different size energy well. And what we find is that maybe some materials, they might allow the fairly low energy red photons to give them enough energy for the electrons to absorb the red photon, and then that allows these electrons here to then become photoelectrons. It might be that you have other particularly tougher metals where you might, even ultraviolet light might not allow the electrons to escape. And what we say is that each of these materials here has a different size energy well to actually get the electrons out, and we can give that a symbol which is phi, and that stands for the work function. Okay, the work function is the amount of energy needed for the electrons to escape that energy well. So what Einstein did was he explained why it is that these photoelectrons can only be emitted by photons that had a certain energy. And he put it all together into Einstein's equation, which I'll talk about in the next video. But it was really the only way to explain this was by using particles rather than the wave properties of light to explain why we had these photoelectrons.